You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You knew that Tiger Woods was going to play in the Masters, right? Like, when El Tigre showed up at Augusta, you know, and started playing practice rounds and hitting balls and chipping and putting and being seen and people talking about him and people, you know, watching him in FootJoy shoes, that he wasn't doing all that for, you know, the chance to fly home and leave when the tournament starts, right? Did you really think he wasn't going to play? Well, he says he's going to play, and that's the bottom line. I mean, he's going to go, and that's what's going to happen. He also has said that he thinks he can win his sixth green jacket. The five-time champ hasn't played an official tour event since November of 2020 because of significant leg injuries suffered in the horrific February 21 car crash. But here we go. So he's 46 now, and it's been more than 500 days. And he has been recovering from serious injuries to his, you know, right leg, right foot, when he wrecked a car outside of L.A. And, you know, he started showing up Sunday at Augusta and practicing and making preparations. And do you think he's going to win it all? That really is the question. It's, you know, Woods, a 15-time major champion, against everybody else. There are a lot of golfers that are really good in the world right now. There's no doubt about that. But Tiger's the only one that matters. They always talk about all these guys, Rory and Rahm and Thomas and Spieth, and it just never ends. Johnson, I mean, it just goes on and on. Dustin Johnson, of course. But the bottom line is Tiger is the beginning, the middle, and the end when it comes to golf. He is truly the only golfer in the world that people care about. I know that you think they care about all these other guys, and it's that they watch all these other guys. I won't deny that they're all really good golfers and that the tour is more exciting than ever and that the players are making tons of money, and frankly, they can thank Tiger Woods for all of that. I mean, he is responsible solely for them being in the position they're in now to make this kind of capital. And that's just all there is to it. So look at the field and let's see who you think has a shot to really win this thing. Well, the guy that I bet on every week, as you know, like I bet on Marty Truex in NASCAR every single week. It's hard to pick one guy to win a golf tournament as it is to pick one guy to win a NASCAR race when there's 43 drivers. But I like Scottie Scheffler. There's no one hotter in golf in the world right now than Scheffler. He's won three times in his last five tournaments that he's been in. The last time a player went to number one in the golf rankings and made his next start at a major, Ian Woosnam would win a green jacket in 91 in that same position. Now, people say about Scheffler, he ranks 134th in driving accuracy. But when all you do is win, I don't care what his driving accuracy is. I really don't. The guy has become a clutch badass on tour, and he gets the job done. That's all there is to it. He makes the most money. He gets the biggest checks, and he's become a rock star. I love this guy, Scottie Scheffler. Justin Thomas is in the pack. Five straight top 25 finishes at Augusta National, including a tie for 21st in 21 when he fired a 567 in the second round to pull it in three of the lead. He was a combined four over in the last 36. He has five top tens in nine starts on tour this season. So JT is always in the mix. What about John Rahm? Of course, the way he's played at Augusta National, he's got to be there when you think of guys that could win it. The 27-year-old Spaniard, he's not number one in the world anymore and hasn't won since the U.S. Open in 21 at Torrey Pines in L.A. In June in San Diego. You know, what's the difference? It's between the two of them, Torrey. He's finished in the top 10 in each of his past four starts at the Masters, including a tie for fifth in 21. His short game has been off. He ranks 170th in shots gained around the green. And as far as putting, it hasn't been going well for him lately. But John Rahm will be on a ton of betting slips. What about my boy Victor Hovland? I love this kid, 24 years old. He just rakes the ball off the tees. He's become a great iron player, one of the best in the world. He ranks 209th in shots gained around the green, and his chipping is average at best. Hovland was the low amateur at the 2019 Masters, tying for 32nd, but was the low am. So I love this guy. I got to tell you, I've bet on Hovland in golf tournaments, in big events, like the Players. I had him on the, you know, two or three picks that I made, and he just doesn't come through for me. So every time I pick him, he doesn't cash. So I've kind of had a like a divorce from that now. I've already gone with him in several big events, and he hasn't come through. So I'm a little leery on Hovland, but he's played well at Augusta. I'll give him that. What about Colin Morikawa? You know, it's a second shot course, the Masters at Augusta. And this guy, Morikawa, is incredible in second shot golf. In 2021, he led the tour in shots gained approach and is seventh in greens in regulation this year. He won the 20 PGA Championship and the 21 Open Championship in his first starts in those events. And a lot of people think in his third Masters start, he might win a green jacket. Cameron Smith, the Aussie, has already won twice on tour this year at the Century and the Players, where he got $3.6 million in prize money. He tied for runner-up at the 20 Masters when he became only the, player in tournament history to shoot in the 60s in all four rounds. I remember that. So what about Cameron Smith? You might want to get a piece on him. Patrick Cantlay, the reigning FedEx Cup champ, has gotten a little bit cold over his last three starts. He ranked second in the tour in birdie average, ninth in scoring, but was 89th in driving accuracy, 62nd in greens. He missed the cut last year at the Masters. What about the defending champ? Hideki Matsuyama became the first man from Japan to win a major, first player of Asian descent to win the Masters. He won twice on tour this season at the Zozo in October and the Sony Open in Hawaii in January. He withdrew from the Players because of a back injury, and then the Valero Texas Open, same thing, came out with a neck. He's attempting to become the first player since Tiger in 01 and 02 to win back-to-back Masters. People always bet on Rory. For the eighth time, he'll attempt to complete the career Grand Slam by getting a green jacket. He's had five top 10 finishes in his past seven tries, but missed the cut last year. He'd be the sixth player ever to complete the career Grand Slam in the Masters era, joining Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tiger Woods. You know they'll bet on Jordan Spieth, the 2015 Masters champ. Hasn't been great since his runner-up finish at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am in early January. But a lot of people think, This guy is one of the best at Augusta National. He's finished in the top five in five of his eight starts there. He tied for third last year, led the field in strokes gained, tee to green. You know there's going to be a lot of people betting on Jordan Spieth. What about DJ? He hasn't had a victory in the U.S. since winning a green jacket in 2020. He missed the cut last year, becoming the third defending champ in 5 years to miss the weekend. Danny Willett and Sergio Garcia had that problem. Johnson, though, has been crushing the driver this season. Let's see what he does at Augusta. What about Will Zalatoris? We call him Halitosis on tour, on Coast to Coast. But he's yet to win on tour, but he was amazing in the 21 Masters. He nearly became the first player since Fuzzy in 79 to win the Masters in his first start before finishing a shot behind Matsuyama and got second all by himself. He was good to go. He's one of the best ball strikers in the world, a good putter. He putt fantastic, I thought, at the match play last week, so we'll see. Xander Schauffele is certainly in the mix. He's done well in majors without winning one. He's finished in the top 10 in 9 of 18 career starts. Then you got the big boy, Brooks Koepka. He's been nagged by injuries the last couple of seasons, and he's fallen to 17th in the world, but he's a four-time major champion. And then Louis Oosthuizen, the South African. Everybody loves him. Lou, they scream in the gallery. Four top three finishes in four of the past five. He was runner-up at the 21 PGA Championship and U.S. Open and had the 54-hole lead at the Open before tying for third. He was second in the 2012 Masters. A lot of people like Daniel Berger. I don't think so. Not on my ticket. Then there's a lot of other names like Sammy Burns, Abraham Anser, Corey Connors, Bubba's won at Augusta, Patrick Reed, Max Homa, Adam Scott's won there, the 2013 champ. So let's get it on. Tee it up tomorrow at the Masters. You know it's springtime when they start playing at Augusta.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home, with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.